It was as a politician that John was most obviously a wretched failure. Under his father, the empire had been sustained by a shrewd combination of charisma and feudal loyalty. John's problem was his difficulty in believing that anyone would ever be more than a fair-weather friend. So he relied on blackmail and extortion, threats to the barons rather than promises. Assuming disloyalty, he ended up guaranteeing it. So when John needed the barons most, when Normandy was threatened by the French king, they weren't there for him. The result was a catastrophic defeat. The loss of Normandy ripped the heart out of Andrew in power. Whether or not there was a secret meeting at Bury St Edmunds, with all the major nobles in England sworn to force John to accept reform, it's certainly true that from defeat sprang rebellion. At some point, the barons drafted a document that went well beyond forcing John to stop being vindictive, proposing instead a catalogue of things the king would not be allowed to do. It was called Magna Carta.